Steve, what a game this is on Tuesday night, and what a chance as well.
It's a big opportunity, isn't it, to secure our championship status, you know. From a dressing room perspective and a players and management perspective, they can take our points, but they can't take our desire. So we need to produce a big performance tomorrow night, because I have nothing but total respect for a good Reading team with good players and a good manager. A Reading team that tore us apart early in the season down at Reading, and a Reading team who gave everyone in the Championship a lift with a performance at Wembley against Arsenal in the FA Cup semi-final. So Stevie Clark's done a great job sitting in there. They've secured their status as a Championship club, with a lot of focus obviously going on the FA Cup, and so they'll be ready, and they'll come here and they'll want to beat us, but we have to be ready for the challenge.
The last two seasons, the seasons ended here with celebration, with pitch invasions, with you up in the director's box celebrating with your chairman. But you'd love to do that again tomorrow night, wouldn't you?
Well, I've just touched on that earlier, is that for those that don't know, you know, 2 years ago we celebrated, of course, at home to Aldershot in that memorable afternoon. And I think it's a year ago now that, you know, we celebrated that memorable evening when we took care of Preston in the playoffs. And we have an opportunity, another Tuesday night match, of course, at the New York, which is becoming famous for. And the biggest game of all, really. It's the biggest game the stadium will now host ever in its short lifetime.
Speak to the fans then, because they're going to pack out the New York Stadium. They're going to have to help you as well. You've talked about that. Speak to them in this interview.
Well, I think I said I don't need to pay the Miller support any more humbleness than I've done since the day I walked in the door. I think against Norwich, for spells in the second half when we went behind, they took the decibels and the atmosphere to a new level for me, and I'm the manager down there listening to it. And I think with the success and the chances we missed just before we equalised, I think on another day our team might have given up the ghost, because we'd missed five or six good, clear-cut, simple chances. But when you get backing from a support like that, some of the players were talking to me about hairs on their neck going up with the atmosphere. And this is lads who's played in some in the Premier League and some a lot in the Championship. And so we ask once again the Rotherham United support, the Rotherham public, to come out and give us an atmosphere. And we're going to need centimetres to get over this line. And we can do it tomorrow night and enjoy the months ahead. So I'm asking again, one's pleading really, come again and get behind us.
You're going to have two clubs watching this game closely. They're going to be praying that the FA Cup semi-finalists can beat you in this one.
Well, we had to do it last week. Well, last Tuesday, we had to sit and watch what was happening up at Blackburn, of course, with Millwall travelling up there. You know, we have to, as a dressing room perspective, we're already safe. We've gained enough points to be safe in this Championship. Other people's allowed us to lose 3 points. We feel harshly treated by that as a dressing room. But we need to keep our focus and our energy levels all into what we can do. So we can't affect whether you're Millwall sitting at home, whether you're Wigan Athletic sitting at home. We can only affect what happens at 7:45 at the New York on Tuesday evening, and that is to win a football match by the time 5 to 10 comes. We don't need to win it in 5 or 10 minutes, although an early goal is always appreciated. But we need to get the 3 points over the 90, and if we don't, then we have to take our challenge to Elland Road on Saturday. And then I keep reading stories from South London that they're going to go and win at Wolves on Saturday and all sorts of nonsense and how comfortable it's going to be. Well, I know what Kenny Jackett and Joe Gallen and Jez Moxey and Noah Dicker stand for, because I know those four individuals. And I know what Mark Warburton and David Weir stand for. And I know some of the lads at Brentford personally. So Wigan's not got it easy. And we've not up at Elland Road, but we know we've not got it easy. We know how hard it is. We know how hard it'll be against Reading. People are forgetting that.
We know how ambitious Tony Stewart is, how ambitious you are. We heard what your plans are for this team now that it's a Championship club last summer. How vital is it to make sure that you're going to be in there next year so that you can fulfil those ambitions?
Yeah, I think it's important. We get absolutely outstanding backing from our chairman, doesn't he? He's put a £27 million stadium in the middle of town. We no debt. We don't have an overdraft as a football club. And there's clubs all around us in South Yorkshire and, more importantly, in the UK who are bleeding, who are highly in debt, who probably live month by month. We're not like that, so we're on our business prudently. It's why our chairman didn't decide back in January or February or March to go and sign four or five players on large amounts of money every week to make sure we retain our status. Our business is not run like that. It's a bit of value for money. It's a bit prudency. And it's a bit earning the right. And we always knew this first season was going to be a difficult task. The percentages of clubs going straight back down, as you know, is high. So we had to make sure that we had an infrastructure in place going forward. And we've put several ticks in boxes, but there's many more boxes to tick in terms of staff, in terms of facilities, in terms of training facilities, everything that goes to improving the team. But it was always going to be after one successful year in the Championship. We have an opportunity now to do that.
Do you ever, as a manager, have to watch for your team getting too amped? You know, the fact that you've had the points deducted and the players are going to want to prove a point because of having lost that. The fact that the atmosphere is going to be so good, that what is at stake in this game? Do you have to sort of control those emotions a little bit as well?
Well, not really, because I think the players have known for a couple of weeks it was more than likely that we wouldn't get the benefit of any doubt. You know, we, as a management team, I can sit and look at it probably more of a balance and more knowledgeable than the players do. But I look at previous clubs that's appeared in front of the Football League and not had points taken. But they've taken ours. I was never greatly surprised myself personally. But we have to take away that focus from the players. The players is always about winning football matches. And whether we were fighting for 3 points, which gives it the greatest amount of importance, we'd want to finish our season on a high in front of our supporters. They're the reason that we have a job every week, and any football manager or player, whoever, forgets that despite the wealth of individuals like we have in our chairman, and despite the multi-million pounds that our chairman presents season by season, ultimately wouldn't be doing it if there was no people coming in to support his team. So we never for 1 minute do me or the players forget in that dressing room just who the important people are at this football club. And equally, it's not the people on the pitch, although it comes down to that tomorrow night. It's the people who sit around the pitch who are the real people.
What do you think makes the connection so special between this group of fans, this team, you know, as you've gone up through the leagues? What has really sort of encompassed that connection, do you think?
I think winning football matches and success helps. I think people can talk about success. There's one or two managers locally who talk about success, and to use Jose Mourinho's words, they just it's boring. We said 3 years ago we'd come out of League Two. We said 2 years ago we'd come out of League One. We said a year ago we'd stay in the Championship. This is the biggest fight. This is the biggest task. And this would be the biggest achievement, not for Steve Evans and Paul Rayner, Dibble and Warren. This would be the biggest achievement for the group of players, the biggest achievement for our chairman and board. And most importantly, I think all our fans have contributed. And when you see the quality of teams that come to the New York on a bi-weekly basis, our supporters, in my opinion, in South Yorkshire, deserve those type of oppositions to be coming. And the more we look at who could be in the Championship next season, just simply the more excitement it gets. But we have to earn that right, because the minute you think you've earned something and you've not, football kicks you right on the backside.
How different is this challenge? For the last few years, you've been a manager trying to get a team promoted. How different is it trying to keep a team in a division?
It's certainly, you feel the pressure more. And why do you feel the pressure more? Because fighting to be successful is really fighting against selfless individual expectation levels. And there's a lot of very knowledgeable people in football last summer who were telling me that I've gone too quickly through League Two, through League One, and up into the Championship, and it could bite you. It's too quick. You have to have a period where you can settle yourself down and change your personnel in terms of players and get your players and your staff right, etc. If we stay up, we prove to be right, and they prove to be wrong. But they had a valid point.
Just to talk about Jordan Barry, who got the goal of the weekend, are you seeing gradual improvement from him?
We've seen it from a lot of players, and the players we've not seen gradual improvement from Rob. They've had to go, whether that means go out the team or leave the football club, because people said I was using terminology of business earlier this last summer when I said it has to be about a continuous improvement programme. And this football club has to be about continually improving on and off the pitch. And a lot of what we'd like to improve off the pitch can only be improved if we continue to get it right on the pitch. But yeah, we're a football club going massively in the right direction. And now we've got the opportunity to take an even bigger step in the next 48 hours and an even bigger step by next Saturday. But whenever it comes that we retain our championship status, I don't mind. I would love it to be tomorrow night, because pressure goes away and we all can wake up on Wednesday and smile and enjoy the weather, whether it's, and believe me, if it's -5 outside, frosty and freezing, I'll be a pair of shorts. It won't look very good. But a pair of shorts and a pair of flip-flops and a T-shirt and a sombrero. Tell my chairman I'm thinking of a holiday. Who will chuckle at the same time and tell me to get my trackies on. But quite genuinely, it's we know the task in hand. You know, we wake up this morning to some media headlines from the South London saying we're going to bottle it. That's a strong statement. And we'll only know the answer to that come 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, some very interesting comments there. When you read those remarks, does it inspire you? Does it frustrate you? What is your reaction to it?
Well, I think people try and play mind games. I would rather, if it was my player, I'd rather he's focusing on the game that comes for them next Saturday, because we can't affect what that club did up at Blackburn last week, and they can't affect what we do tomorrow night. That will come down to Rotherham United and, with all due respect, Reading Football Club, who will be doing enough in their own right. But we dismiss the comments. We note them. We dismiss them. And we have to prove it, don't we? Our chairman often has a saying that people talk a point and people prove a point. We have to prove a point that we can earn the right, despite, in my opinion, a poor decision to take points from us. And that process has possibly not run its course. But we just need to keep focused on ourselves, keep our attention to detail, work out a game plan. We're working on it today. Make sure the boys are fresh and ready to go against a good opponent and see if we can have the points in the bag by 10 o'clock.
What has this season been like to manage in, Steve? Has it been your toughest season? You know, has it drained you more than maybe other seasons in the past?
Yeah, I think you have to remind yourself at times the quality of opposition you're coming up against, and you have to remind yourself of what others can do that you can't do. But it's tougher to take when you don't win as often. You know, I've had 5 or 6 seasons as a manager. With all due respect, as much as people go and put the kettle on, I used to turn up at a football match and win. And then suddenly when you try and put the kettle on and it's blown a fuse some weeks, and you get annoyed, don't you? So it's been more troublesome in your mind. It's more sleepless nights, all the things that come with not winning a football match. But we have an opportunity to finish the season on an absolute high and create, which is the best achievement for our chairman, our supporters, we discussed, and a fantastic group of players, fantastic dressing room, who have reacted in the last 2 or 3 weeks with the ultimate professionalism, despite a slap on the face, and come back fighting, and it's great to work with them.
Who are the members in the squad who really stand up at a time like this? Who do you, as a manager, lean on? Your experienced players, the ones who maybe speak a little more often, who stand up to be counted at a time like
this? All of them played a part on Saturday. All players, whether they got on the pitch or whether they didn't, you should have seen their dressing room, disappointment in their dressing room at the end, because we hadn't won the match. But there was a focus, there was a determination, there's a desire, we're in this together. It's not management and players at this football club, it's we're together. We win together, we lose together, I've said it. We'll win, we'll lose, but we're never defeated inside our dressing room and inside our football club. And despite people trying to drown us and take us down at this championship, we are fighting against the tide and pushing our head up above water. And what an achievement it would be for everyone if we could do that, despite what's happened to us.
Let's get a word on Reading. They came that close to taking Arsenal all the way in that FA Cup semi-final, so they're a good team.
Oh, they've got good players. They give us an absolute spanking down at Reading at the end of the season. They're full of good players. I think they've got an excellent manager. Great choice for me, Steve Clarke. I think he was saw such a bad deal at West Brom. It was staggering. But they seem to do that as a club. I don't know why. But Stevie's gone in down there. He's done exceptionally well. And they're a good team. We all know about a goalkeeping error. They would have been in a penalty shootout with the Arsenal. And going, it's in the lap of the gods, as we found out when we went down at Wembley against Leighton Orient. But our goalkeeper's also just got the player of the year. And they'll come here determined tomorrow night and be professional. When there's a draw, myself and Stevie will have a glass of wine.
If you do it, will we see Steve Evans alongside Tony Stewart? Will the tie be coming off once again, Steve?
Well, the only danger to our supporters is if the shirt comes off. But if my tie comes off, I think they'll celebrate with me. If I think if my shirt comes off, there'll be a lot of people having a good old chuckle at themselves, won't they? But listen, we just have to win the match. I've always been a person that's never known what I'm going to do if we score a goal. Never known, as you know, what I'm going to do if we win a match. All I can do is try and deliver a big 3 points for the Millers fans. You know, my God, they deserve it.